This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Understand what's gone on this past week in the world of News Talk Radio. It's our Talk Radio Review with eminent discussions. I suppose the adjective eminent should be used to describe the people who are on the air and not the discussions themselves. So, Your Eminence Jennifer Horn, she's here, or Her Eminence. I guess it's Her Eminence, right? Is there a feminine side to eminence, the word eminence? Or can it apply to both the he and the, this is, here we go into this personal pronoun thing.
It sounds pretty royal, though, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yes, well, you're radio royalty. Jennifer Horn is here from KRLA and lady.
I'm never leaving. Keep it coming.
Yeah, okay. Jay Kirshner is here from the Doug Stephan Good Day program. I'm Doug. And we're here to go through the charts for this past week, the week of September the 12th to the 16th. As you love so much to hear, Jennifer, we're halfway through the month of September and chugging along.
I know. When I sat down, they were asking how the week was, and I was like, is it over yet? I mean, it's like blurring. It's going so fast.
Yep, right. Well, anyway, the idea of talk radio, the cream of the crop, when it comes to conversation, the stories are culled every week by the Folks Talkers magazine, and they publish the list of stories and people that are on the top of the list every week at talkers.com. We also publish them on our social media at gooddayshow.com. So the stories, number 10, the hurricane season begins. Is it going to be worse? Actually, it's lighter. So can we blame that on climate change as well? Number 9 is Jennifer and her chuckle.
One.
Yeah,
well,
it is.
You know, we actually had a hurricane in California. I live in California.
Oh, that rain.
For the first time in my life, I think I've heard about a hurricane coming our way. But it was a tropical storm. Everybody was all right. But there was a lot of rain. It was no joke, for sure.
Yeah, right. Okay, number 9, we have a focus on race. And my take on that has to do with the Emmys. Lowest rated in the history of the program, and in my mind that was because it was so obvious what was going on, and people like me who are pretty open, I consider myself to be very open when it comes to trying to give people credit where it's due, no matter what their religion, their national creed, their race, whatever it is, I can easily say proudly that I don't have any discrimination, but I am sick of the black power stuff. I watched this TV show for a while until it became so annoying and so obnoxious. Did I say Emmys at the beginning of this?
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify that it was the Emmys.
Right, yeah.
I did watch this year. And it's really sad because I used to love watching award shows, and I've kind of lost interest for a couple of reasons. Number one, I don't have time to keep up with all the TV shows or the movies, and so a lot of times I don't know what they're talking about. But number two is that it becomes an education. It's not about entertainment anymore, and I think people are tired of it. Entertainers, and I know this, you know, it may insult some people, but entertainers used to be there to entertain.
Yeah.
And now it feels like
political axe grinding and all this other.
Teaching a college class about the socio and political differences in our society, and it's like, you know, people come to movies and TV to disassociate from their life, not to be slapped in the face with it all the time, I think.
But also, when they're at the award shows, and once upon a time when social media wasn't a thing, that really was their only platform to get
That's
to speak
true.
Their mind and to stand up for what they believe in. And now with social media, they have that place. So they can go back to focusing on the work and focusing on the film itself, the people, the cast, the crew, the directors, the writers. They can go back to focusing on all of that with their speeches because they can save it all or social media. So I understand why it started going that way once upon a time before social media gave everybody their own voice and a platform to do things. Like, celebrities used to have to go through their publicists to speak out against something. Now with social media, keep it there. Go ahead. Speak out. You're a person. Yeah. You're allowed to do
it. But why should we care? I guess that's the other. Yeah.
Well, why does anybody care what anybody says? But with the award shows themselves, and you're using your acceptance speech, focus on why you are standing up there, and that is the acceptance itself.
Thank the wonderful people who helped you get there.
I think it's gone so far that celebrities who don't now choose to make something their mission, they get attacked either on social media or they get attacked for not making a statement in award shows. And that's the other piece of this. It's like, you know, I laughed with you guys a while ago when it was, you know, when tensions were starting to escalate again between Israel and Palestine. And I'm laughing because I see these people who pitch me like debloating tea on Instagram all having a comment about, you know, the landscape and the conflict that's been decades long between Israel and Palestine. I'm sorry, they probably don't. But for people who didn't post something, they were getting bullied about not using their platform or their influence to change things. Yeah. So we got to calm down on all of that and just let people live. It's
And you know, I think narratives that, and saying that you know what they stand for, or if they don't say they stand for something, then they're obviously, quote unquote, obviously against it. And that's not always the truth.
But it was a big to-do when Tom Cruise was, quote unquote, outed as a member of a certain religious group that is controversial. And so people say, I'm never going to see his movies. He's the most popular actor in the world because people have let it go. And so I'm talking about Scientology.
Yeah,
doesn't everybody know that at this point?
He's a Scientologist. He doesn't ever, like, talk about it, does
he? No, not at all. So anyway, okay. Number 8 on the countdown on the story list is COVID. Who wants to talk about COVID anymore? I don't.
Ooh, me, please.
Oh. Good for you. You have the floor, Jennifer. Help yourself.
I'll pass. I give my time back.
It's just the same old stuff, retreaded, and the scare tactics. This is where the story isn't about COVID. The story is about fear. The story is about the news media taking stuff and grinding it and grinding it and grinding it. So at this point, if you don't realize that COVID is going to be with us forever, just like colds are going to be with us forever, just like other flus, because COVID is a flu. It's here. It's not going. It's not as serious. We've learned how to adapt to it. We have basically almost ruined the economy of not only our country, but the world by rushing off to quick judgment. There were other ways, and no, it's easy now, Monday morning quarterbacking and all that stuff, to have looked at it and said, well, maybe we should have handled it this way. Well, one of the reasons that it became the overpowering reality that it did is because we didn't have any leadership. Nobody stood up and said, wait a minute, this is ridiculous. It's a serious problem, yes, and here's how to handle it so we can keep going.
But then they were called conspiracy theorists. I mean, that's what I was shouting about for years. And everybody's like,
get
your vaccine and shut up. And I was like, let's talk about realistic stuff. That's good. We have to live with this stuff. We can't just hide away from the world. And I think the reason it's a story this week is that there's a new vaccine that's out for the Omicron variant. And you want to talk about
Pfizer
tactics.
Trying to sell. Look at all the spots that are playing on radio and TV. Sell more Pfizer and get just no. Forget it. You don't need it.
There was a spot that was running about get your shot before Halloween, because if you don't, you don't want to kill Granny. I mean, it's like, what is that's absurd.
It's just absurd.
Enough already.
The whole thing was absurd, frankly. All right, 15 past the hour. Talk Radio Review countdown connected to the stories and the people lists that we have before us from the review done by Talkers Magazine, the folks there talking to talk radio hosts and reviewing what the stations sound like, all that good stuff. In a moment, we focus on the British monarchy, which is number 7 this week on the countdown.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that new doctor is drop-dead gorgeous.
Please, he's just another RV League educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR. Stat.
Right away, doctor.
No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
Today on Hey Culligan, soft water, cleaner environment. What do you say, Greg?
Hey Culligan, are you saying if I have a Culligan high-efficiency water softener, I'm also helping the environment?
It sounds like you're saying it, Greg, and yes you are, because with the Culligan high-efficiency water softener, you'll use less detergent, soap, and harsh chemicals, and that's good for the planet.
Now you're saying it.
You bet I am, Greg. Soft water and a cleaner environment is already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test from a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
All right, 17 half the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, the story of the Queen lying in state. Her funeral is next Monday. Now, Prince Rod, well, the big thing was Prince Harry was holding Meghan's hand. Oh, no, that can't be. That's disrespectful to the Queen. What are you talking about? There's a story on page 6 that suggests that Harry, who was told that he couldn't wear his military uniform, is now going to be able to wear his military uniform. Here's a kid. His brother never was in the service, was he? Was William ever in the service?
He was, but not in, like, the combat sense of things, because he was in line to become king.
It's offensive. Harry was he was in for, like, 9 years or something, wasn't he?
Harry served. He was in Afghanistan. He continues to do a lot of work with veterans, and he didn't fight the system when they said that he wasn't going to be able to wear his uniform. He was just like, this is about my grandmother. Whatever she has picked out for me to wear, that is what I will wear, and he didn't appeal it or anything, but they have come back and changed their mind that he will be able to wear the military.
What about Prince Andrew? What's the scoop with him?
Oh, man.
Did he ever wear a uniform? I think I remember seeing him.
Think about what people say about our presidents, right? It's Biden or Trump, people shouting all kinds of horrific things, and somebody yells, you're a dirty old man, and Andrew, and they get arrested. So appreciate that we live in this country. He's wearing his outfit, isn't he? I think, Jim.
He didn't in the procession to bring her over to have her lie in state. He wasn't in his uniform there.
No, I think he still gets to wear those not the medals, but the pins and all those different things. Still gets to be decorated. And regarding the hand-holding, the PDA that royals are not supposed to do in public, the hand-holding. Yeah. Zara, Princess Anne's daughter, Zara, and her husband held hands. Nobody thought anything about it. One of Prince Andrew's daughters, I can't remember if it was Eugenie or Beatrice, one of them held hands with their husband. Nobody had any problem with it.
I think it's cool. I love to see people, no matter where they are, holding hands. I think it's so sweet.
It's so sweet.
When you
There's
see people.
There's a lot
people...
of issues that I have with Harry and Meghan, but I think that the way that they've just shut up and they've come and they've patronized.
Why do you have issues with them?
I don't like the way they resigned. I don't like what they said about the racist claims without naming somebody in specifics. And I don't like the fact that Harry's writing a book to blow up his family. I just don't think that's what they would do.
You sure it's going to blow up his family?
Well, there have been reports that he's rewriting a lot of it in order to honor his grandparents and his grandmother and all of that.
They're back together again. The brothers are back together again.
Yeah, that's good. And I think it has more to do with the fact that Meghan is American than anything.
21 after the hour. She's Canadian.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The FDA approved two reformulated vaccines. They're designed to guard against Omicron coronavirus strains. Currently, the predominant strain almost everywhere is BA5 with a little bit of BA4 mixed in. So the FDA gave emergency use authorization, which are booster doses to be given to people already vaccinated against the virus.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's 23 after the hour now, the Talk Radio Review. We're rounding up the stories and the information that is ancillary to our regular Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official program Michael Harrison and I do every week for an hour, going through some of the stories and the people. We're doing that here as well with a little different twist. And included in that different twist are some of your comments on social media. You can reach the program on Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show or on Twitter at Good Day On Air. So the comments here, the immigration story is number 5 this week. I actually got a kick out of all of the conversation. I was at the Rhode Island Broadcasters Radio Hall of Fame. They're at your dinner last night, Jennifer. I was talking about earlier. One of the things we were talking about was how come it cost $12 million to move. Never mind the fact that these migrants were all moved to Martha's Vineyard, which is kind of a fun thing in itself. The shot was fun, but why'd it cost $12 million? Anyway, so what do we have for comments here, Jay? First of all, on the migrants being sent to supposed left-leaning states. And by the way, not only they go to Martha's Vineyard, there were buses of illegals that were brought into Washington, parked outside of Kamala Harris's house. Which I thought, again, was kind of funny. Anyway, so what's the scoop? What are people saying?
Marianne Mosher says, I live in Arizona. Our borders are swarmed every day. I've long said if they were coming to Georgetown or McLean, Virginia, the problem might get solved in a hurry.
Sure would. She's right on with that. That's outrageous. It is just outrageous. And never mind Trump and his I lost the election thing. This is what you really should be protesting. The way these people are just swarming into the country, and who knows where they go. This is,
and just to put it in context with the election, in California, we have a motor voter thing. So if you go to the DMV, you don't need to be a citizen to get an ID, a driver's license. You can get a driver's license, just anyone. You don't have to have citizenship. And then they put you on the voter rolls. And there was a huge scandal in California where there were like 23 or 30,000 illegal immigrants that got mistakenly put on the voter rolls, and I use air quotes there. I mean, it's just, it's nuts. It's not, and it's not humane, because a lot of these people are going to live in their in shadows their whole life.
All right, what else do you have for this conversation?
I like this take from Jack Alexander. He says, while I'm enjoying the irony of the Democrats complaining about the dumping of illegal immigrants in their backyards, it's actually doing nothing to the millions of families like mine spending tens of thousands of dollars in legal costs and government fees in an effort to immigrate the correct and legal way, only then to be told that even though we have qualified to immigrate, we've been rejected because the available places have been slashed to be filled by those who are entering illegally.
It's outrageous.
Yes.
It is.
And of course, there's no refund, and then they're told they're free to reapply next year.
What kind of a country are we running here? What are these people that are supposedly in charge, what are they doing? What are they thinking? This is treasonous.
Yeah, it's a country
really
without
is.
Borders. And it's not good for them, because you're incentivizing these people to be raped and used as drug mules and such with the cartels that are coming here. So it's a humanitarian crisis. And then it's a crisis for our economic system here. It becomes a crisis for our voter system.
Yes,
and
Sharon,
and
who
for
says,
the people who want to come here. It's horrific.
I love this comment. Good for them. Keep it up. Keep up the good work. Yep. 28 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
Street Talk Wireless knows there are plenty of reasons you might need a new phone. But switching to a better wireless provider doesn't have to be one of them. Keep your own phone and save when you switch to any Straight Talk wireless plan, like our $45 Silver Unlimited plan with unlimited high-speed data and 5 gigs of hotspot, plus nationwide 5G and America's best networks. Keep your own phone. Switch to a better wireless plan. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Requires a compatible online phone and 2YOP kit. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See latest terms and conditions at StraightTalk.com.
Research shows listeners prefer a personalized experience. So to help you remember, Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance. They personalize this ad for Amber, who really misses boy bands from the 90s.
Hey, girl. I'm the cute one, here to tell you how Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
I'm the heartthrob. The only thing I love more than you is saving.
And I'm the other boy in the band everyone forgot about.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
How do you make the most of your land? If you ask the Wrens, who run with us on a John Deere mower, they tell you,
I mow first, then I do all the trimming.
But the Hubbards, who work behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor, would say,
if it's something you want, just go after it and try it.
Then there's the Mosers, who may mention from the seat of their John Deere Gator UTV,
you can't be all working on play.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and see it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So instead, we're going to hire a professional voice actor and pay him absurd amounts of money to say,
I like this product.
Not sure why that was better. I mean, I'm a professional too, but we didn't pay him to say the business part, so back to me. Save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. Sorry, I know hearing me say it was a bit of a letdown. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hurricane Fiona knocked out Puerto Rico's electrical system Sunday afternoon, leaving millions without power and thousands without running water. As devastating floods and landslides destroyed roads, homes, and at least one bridge, Puerto Rico Governor Pedro Pierluisi said the damage is catastrophic. Britain and the world are saying goodbye Monday to Queen Elizabeth II in a state funeral that will draw up to a million people lining the streets of London. An estimated 20,000 soldiers and police are assigned to protect dignitaries from around the world. President Trump held a rally in Ohio over the weekend called Save America, Trump called out the current administration for attempting to destroy America.
It's been one of the worst years for stocks in history. How are your 401ks doing? Not good.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
All right, so this woman walks into a bar carrying a raccoon. So anyway, the bartender, lady named Cindy Smith, said she was serving drinks at the Maddox Bar. Local resident brings in the raccoon during happy hour. What could be better than having a raccoon during happy hour?
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 34 after the hour. This is Talk Radio Roundup, the review of the hot hits according to the work done by the folks, the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Every week we are together, the three of us, Jennifer Horn from KRLA, Jay Kirshner from the Doug Steffen Good Day program, and the aforementioned Doug Steffen. So the business of January 6th kind of ties into number three, all things Trump. And there's a lot of stuff about Trump this week that's worth some time. But there were two pieces, or two people that are pieces of the pie, that attracted my attention this week. And I thought, ladies, I'd ask you to comment or to think about this first fellow, the man from Virginia, one of the many people who stormed the Capitol back on January 6th. He was wearing it said on his sweatshirt, Camp Auschwitz. Now, is that anti-Semitic just to wear a T-shirt or, I guess, a sweatshirt that said Camp Auschwitz on it? This guy got 75 days, by the way, this week. Who thinks that way? I guess a lot of people do, frankly.
A stupid shirt, but at the same time, we have freedom of speech in this country, and you can say, yeah. I mean, I stand up for a lot of people I don't believe in.
So did he get 75 days because he stormed the Capitol, or did he get 75 days because he wore Camp Auschwitz on his... That's the question you're bringing up.
I would hope it's for the Capitol and not for the sweatshirt.
Right. Yeah.
It's just worth talking about him because he was also wearing that shirt.
Robert Keith Packer is 57. He addressed the judge. Judge sentenced him to 75 days. Judge said that what he was wearing was incredibly offensive. The judge said to him, it seems to me that you wore the sweatshirt for a reason. What was the reason? Apparently this guy didn't answer. He said, because I could, I think. That's what he said.
So, perfect.
Anyway, then there's a story about this hits closer to home because this lady was a town meeting member in Natick, which is the town next to me here in Framingham, Massachusetts, who also was arrested. She's entered into a plea agreement over her involvement in the January 6th problem. Let's see here. She lives now. She was in. She lived in Natick. She's now in Saugus. But she pled guilty to misdemeanor charges of knowingly entering or remaining in a restricted building or grounds without lawful authority and disorderly conduct. Now, she said she goes to jail for 6 months. She pays a fine of $5,000. Not quite clear whether she's going to have to do both. She could do either or both. But she said that the reason that she went is because she could and she wanted to. She knew what was going on. There weren't a lot of people from Massachusetts that were involved in this thing, and maybe there's a reason for that. I don't know. Were there a lot of people in California? The liberal states didn't have too many people that were represented. And it bothers me even that we're referring to states as liberal, but they are, or conservative, as they are. She said she was there because she wanted to participate. But what she did, this is a group called SHFA, Super Happy Fun Americans. They come up with these names. What was super fun about that? There are a group of people apparently all over the country who went to support. They were told the rally would be called Stop the Steal. I don't know. Yeah. Was it?
That was what it was called. So it was Stop the Steal Rally.
I don't remember seeing that.
But see, this is what's so annoying, is that there were, you know, the Capitol's a big building.
Right.
There are two sides. The rally was being held on, I think it was the west side, or the east side, and then the rioting is where it happened on the west side. And so, like, I think I told you guys about this a while ago, but my friend Brandon Strzok, who has the walkaway movement, which is where you had minorities and you had gay people walking away from the Democratic Party because they weren't serving them anymore, they became Republicans. He was asked to speak at the Stop the Steal rally. He comes to the event. He realizes something's going on. He's on the other side of the building from where all the craziness is with other people. And he stands on the stairs and he starts like taking pictures and videoing, realizes the rally's not going to happen because that's what he does for his social media followers, realizes the rally's not going to happen, and he goes home. And then 4 days later, the FBI broke down his door, took all of his computers, all of his cell phones, and put him in jail without telling him what the charges were, both at a federal and a local level. And finally, he ended up with one misdemeanor against him after all of that for standing on the stairs of the Capitol and videotaping, because you're not allowed to do that.
And why?
That's what his life
was
ruined.
By the way, one of the things this woman said is, because I was offended. I own the Capitol. I'm a taxpayer. I actually identify with that, because when I see like wildlife refuge, no trespassing, property of the U.S. government. Screw you. I'm a U.S. taxpayer. I'm part of the U.S. government. Why can't I go on this property as long as I respect it?
to be there is not the problem. And that's the same thing we said during the summer of 2020 when the Black Lives Matter movement was taking over cities across the country. It's okay to be there. It's okay to protest something. The people that need to be put in jail or to be tried for their crimes are the ones who destroyed stuff. So find the people who destroyed stuff in the Capitol. Find the people during 2020, during those riots who burned things down. And those are the people who should be focused on. And instead, it's like this double, like it, now you're just going after people for being there. Mm-hmm. And that's not okay. They have a right to be upset about something, too.
Yeah, as do we all. Okay, right. So I just fell victim to clickbait.
Uh-oh. Well, that happens all the time.
Well, this...
Sounds about right.
So I'm looking at the stories about Trump, because that is ancillary to what we're talking about at the moment, number three. And there's a guide to the IQs of all of our presidents.
Don't you wish.
Now I'm looking at this. George Bush the father had a 130 IQ. Okay? So this is, I think it's relative because we all think like Bill Clinton was so smart and really Donald Trump's not that smart. William Howard Taft, his IQ was 126. So if you, I mean, that's an, we were
but
talking
how
on the
they
program.
Know? Do we even take IQ tests anymore?
Well, that's what I'm looking back to these other, how do they know that John Tyler had a 136, for example, yeah. or George Washington had a 132? They didn't take tests back there. So is this just typical clickbait?
Yeah.
And is it just meant to make us annoyed, mm-hmm. much as
yeah.
anything else?
There's like some asterisk at the bottom, this
right.
thing
right.
that's like,
James
based
Buchanan,
on studies, but somebody else did.
Right. Right. Benjamin Harrison had a 132, according to this. I'm just looking
who
to find.
Who was the dumb one?
The dumbest one? Well, yeah. Jimmy Carter had a 145. That doesn't surprise me. Do you know, by the way, the two of you, do you know what your IQ is?
No.
No. Really? You never
I
had
don't
a
have
test?
High hopes for it, but no.
I would like to take, like, not just one of those ones that you find for free, find free online.
Free, thank you.
But, yeah, but oh, I would like to actually take one.
So Teddy Roosevelt was 142. Yeah, these are interesting. That's what mine is. Mine's 142. All right, suspense. Hold on a second. I'll tell you who's the highest and the lowest in a moment. It's 43 after on the Talk Radio Review.
New message.
Hey, girlfriend, it's Carol from Jury Duty. We never actually spoke, but I saw you ordered the same hoagie as me at lunch. What are the chances? Anywho, I heard you just got a boat. We should totally grab some hoagies and take it out for a spin.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them and get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Do I want to feel the wind in my hair? Guilty as charged. Oh, seriously, let's ride on your boat.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N101. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
Never. The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
All right, some of our most popular presidents haven't been that smart. The list includes Gerald Ford at 127, who had the lowest IQ that I could find. The highest was Thomas Jefferson at 153. Ronald Reagan, 130. In the 130s, Trump is in the 130s. Bill Clinton is just as 141. So, you know, you look around and you can find you the list, because there have been 47 presidents?
We're at Biden? 46.
46, okay. And Biden's IQ is nothing to shake, you know, there's nothing super.
He's not pulling anybody over.
No, not pulling anybody over. Okay, let's see here. The economy, and what would have happened, the old what if the train strike had happened. I would bet that you talked a lot about this on KRLA this week, because California is so dependent on train. The fact that it's as isolated in a sense, because you got to cross the desert, and there are a lot of trucks that are using Route 10 to get across, or 80 or whatever, but the trains that come into L.A., if you ever have been to the L.A. train yard, I remember, like, people say, well, who the heck's ever been to the L.A. train yard? I have. I think it's fascinating to see. It's like going to the airport to see where the planes are coming from, or to the port of L.A. You know, all of those, the containers that come into the port of L.A. in San Pedro, you see a lot of trucks coming out of there, but that's only the short distance. Many of those containers are destined for places 2,000 miles away.
Right. And this would have been a really big problem, because our supply chain is already mucked up. It's not getting the attention that it was
getting.
Yeah,
not enough truck drivers. Yeah.
But there are not enough truck drivers. The environmental regulations in California make it so that some trucks can't even enter the state.
Yeah.
And then there is, of course, the backup at the port, which is still happening. It's just fallen out of favor with the media. It's not as bad as it was, but it's still backed up. And you've got this overwhelming amount of stuff trying to get off ships. And so a rail strike would have been devastating, because you've got for car manufacturers, it would have been a problem. I heard paper is a big thing that also makes its way across the country on the railroad. So there would have been a lot of industries that would have been affected. What, again, just in media coverage and in fair media coverage, I don't think any of us heard about the potential strike from the rails, the railway, until what, maybe Thursday of this week, Wednesday or Thursday of this week. I would imagine, I mean, if I were president and something this significant could threaten my already shaky economy, I might come out there and put the pressure on them on a public level saying, hey, if you guys can't do this, we're going to get involved and help you. That didn't seem to happen. In fact, it only kind of was revealed towards the end of the time when they started to negotiate again.
Yeah.
So I don't understand how some people are held accountable and some people aren't, but I guess that's just where we are in the media right now. But it could have been a pretty big problem.
Well, the union, the whole business of unions and private unions, public unions, I'm not a big union fan, even though I belonged to four or five of them over the years in various jobs that I've had. I never thought that they got me more than I could have gotten on my own. But when you get down to brass tacks, most outrageous union or group of unions are the government unions.
Yeah.
And how they hold everybody hostage. I was under the impression that if you belong to a union, you work for the government, you couldn't strike. Right? So how is it that there are 4 million people that work for the federal government? Imagine that? 4 million. And most of them, like 3 million plus, belong to some kind of a union.
Yeah.
And how much of that becomes, how much are we victims of, you know, that kind of stuff? I don't know. I just think.
I guess, I mean, the unions used to play a really important role.
Very important.
But now. Just don't do anymore.
Nah.
They're not necessary.
10 before the hour.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Cue the maraschino cherry. sitting next to us. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Talk here on the Doug Stepman Good Day program, 53 after the hour. Joining us now is Mr. Carr himself. This is a talk show host in Boston who's named Howie Carr, so maybe I shouldn't call you Mr. Carr. I will call you by your real name, Mr. Miles. Nick Miles from OurAutoExpert.com is here to talk about a number of things. They're all car-related. Honda's going to introduce 10 new electric motorcycles and scooters. Supposedly, it's to ease air pollution. These things are more popular over in Asia. Right, everybody's got a motorcycle, right? And they ride bikes as far as that's concerned. So is this going to help?
That's all you need is somebody coming, you know, when you're on a crossing in Asia that you can't hear. Silently behind you. Whoosh, bang, there you go. You're down on the ground. Well, those, you know, they're a lot of fun, but I think they probably could enjoy turning the noise down just a little bit in some of those crossings. If you've ever been in that some of those very noisy streets in Asia, the noise could be turned down a little bit, I'm sure.
Well, that's where the big sales are. If you go to Japan or South Korea, Malaysia, Vietnam, Cambodia, Thailand, all those places, everybody's got a little Honda bike. They've sold 400 million of these little power bikes. That's all they have. They're not selling cars. Once in a while, you see a Suzuki car. We don't have Suzuki cars over here, do we? They just have.
We used to, but they came and went. I might have a few little Hondas in my garage too, but I won't admit to it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Good to know. The Ferrari folks came out with an SUV this week at their annual meeting in Italy. I sent a note to a friend of mine who's a Ferrari dealer, asking him why they needed one, and I said the same to you, and you said, because it's the only way they'll make any money. Is that...
Yeah, well, Ferrari actually aren't too bad, but these companies like Lamborghini, Ferrari, Porsche, they make, Ferrari not yet, but Porsche and Lamborghini make huge amounts of money off of their SUVs. In fact, Porsche, when the new president of Porsche came in, he said, all right, guys, we're going to get real here. We're a sports car company. Let's get rid of all our SUVs. And the beam counters came to him with their abacuses And they said, listen, Mr. Porsche, if we take away all of our SUVs, you will have no money to make your sports car. And he went, oh, all right. Well, let's keep our SUVs then.
Keep the SUVs, right. All right, so when are we going to see a Ford Mustang SUV?
That's interesting. Well, we technically have one in the Mustang Mach-E, which is the bane to many people. They're electric four-door SUV, but the new Mustang, made its way to the stage this week in Detroit to show itself off, the 7th generation. I was surprised to know that they've sold 10 million of these things worldwide, sold in 70 countries.
You mean the new one or Mustangs?
Mustangs, period, over the generation. Mm-hmm. And, of course, it's a multi-generational vehicle. It appeals to people from all ages, all walks of life. It is really a car that's, it's been on sale without a break, Doug, without a break for 58 years.
Thanks to Lee Iacocca and his mind, his imagination. He was second only to Henry Ford, in my mind, being responsible for some of the most intelligent, the most brilliant moves, the minivan. He came up with that idea, and where would we be today without minivans? You know, that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah, brilliant mind. Yeah. Brilliant mind. He did a great job, and of course, it's the only car that's ever been on sale that long without a single break. Mm-hmm. So and it's been the number one sports coupe on sale in America for 7 years in a row. And
this new one's got a 500 horsepower engine in it. Are you gonna get hurt? Driving a Mustang with that guy.
I mean, if you can have it, why not? That's what I say. And lots of surprises from them. And you can rev it now from the key fob. And they put back in a new modern brake. Looks like the old parking brake, but it's electronic, and you can even drift it. So why not get a little crazy, even if you are young or old? And that'll be coming up this fall, so you'll be able to buy the new Mustang. New Jeep coming up, the new 4xe Willys. It's a plug-in hybrid, which makes everybody happy. At the same time, I might have accidentally ordered one, but I am...
Really? Actually, that was by mistake.
Yeah. I'm sleeping in the bed still. That may not happen, of course, forever, but I was allowed back in the house after I told the family I was ordering one.
So. Another Willys Jeep. So those are the iconic ones, the ones that were used sort of in the war... that's where they came from. They were general-purpose vehicles. That's why they were called Jeeps.
Yeah.
All right. So there's some interesting stuff. You can get the whole story behind the story on the website, rautoexpert.com. Nick Miles here at 59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.